The coast of Massachusetts is an ideal place to harness the power of wind, and now developers are vying for a chance to build turbine farms about 15 miles south of Martha's Vineyard. But what exactly will all of this look like? To get a better sense of what's to come, you need to visit the nation's first offshore wind farm, 5 turbines that stand just off the coast of Rhode Island. It's a windy and bumpy boat ride out to the wind farm, but leading the way is Brian Wilson, manager of the Block Island Wind Farm run by Deepwater Wind.
The wind farm is located 3 miles off the shores of Block Island in state waters. The turbines are quite a sight to see. Everyone who arrives for the first time is pretty much awestruck. Quite honestly, I go out there and work all the time, and I'm constantly awestruck.
The 5 turbines stand about 600 feet tall from the bottom to blade, which is about the height of a 60-story building. Its blades are each about 200 feet long, and they spin slowly with an almost imperceptible sound.
So they're very, very quiet. It's more a sense of feeling it than hearing it. It's a whisper as it goes by overhead, but because it's displacing air, you feel a little bit of an airflow, kind of like a train going by, but not nearly as violent as that.
While they look serene out on the water, the farm came online at the end of 2016 after a controversial 7-year permitting process through Rhode Island. Its 5 turbines generate enough energy to power all of Block Island, a total of about 17,000 homes. Now, Deepwater Wind, along with competitors Vineyard Wind and Bay State Wind, are vying for a chance to build a larger offshore wind farm in federal waters off Massachusetts. All 3 companies have secured leases on around 300 square miles of ocean. If successful, the project may look like the Block Island Farm, times 10. Bill White of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center says he sees the state as a strong supporter of offshore wind.
The legislature spoke on this question back in 2016, and they said, yeah, we need offshore wind here in Massachusetts. And so, yeah, there's a need for new generation in order to power our economy and to power our homes.
Last year, Governor Charlie Baker's administration made a commitment to have the state producing 5,000 megawatts of offshore energy by 2035. But this is not the first time Massachusetts has seen proposals for offshore wind. Last year, the offshore wind proposal called Cape Wind was shot down after more than 10 years of clashes with the public and local fishermen. But companies proposing these 3 wind farms off Martha's Vineyard hope that this time things will be different. Eric Stevens, Chief Development Officer of Vineyard Wind, explains.
You know, saw how things were playing out with Cape Wind and wanted to try to do it differently. You know, really it was about the communities selecting the area and the different stakeholders and fishermen selecting the area and not us as a private project developer.
At a packed Vineyard Wind public meeting last month in Hyannis, while many residents were supportive of the offshore wind proposal, Vineyard Wind's fisheries representative Jim Kendall says fishermen are worried about navigating these areas.
There's a lot of concerns. Mostly it's the unknowns. It'll be much more difficult, no doubt, and their practices will probably have to change to some degree or a big degree.
He says that at this point, though, many are resigned to offshore wind happening, and few were at the meeting to speak out. So far, Vineyard Wind is the furthest along in state and federal permitting, with plans to begin construction at the end of 2019. For Bay State Wind and Deepwater Wind, their proposals see construction happening in the early 2020s. The state is poised to decide which company or companies it'll work with initially. It could choose a combination of all 3 or just 1 company to provide its starting goal of 800 megawatts. The announcement is expected later today. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.